Oh, absolutely. And it's great to see the cross-party support in the Chamber today, because it is an emotive issue and it is one of huge concern for the people of the Fen Valley, not only the community who use the services in St Joseph's, but also the staff as well. I mean, they have big concerns, and I suppose their voice is somewhat, you know, curtailed, you know, for other consequences. But, I mean, so it's great to see the support of all the Chamber today.
Do you fear for the future of St Joseph's? Do you fear that maybe there'll be more bed closures?
Well, I put it like this, anything's possible, you know, and I wouldn't rule out anything. But, I mean, the fact of the matter remains, it's a very vital resource in the community. The bed closures are there as part, I suppose, of a cost containment measure, and also because of the staff moratorium. I mean, that's the crux of the matter. They haven't got the staff to provide the same service that they currently deliver, and nor should they be able to deliver that service with such a cut in staff, you know. And it's about safety for the staff and safety for the patients. So local managers had to make these type of decisions because their backs are against the wall. So we will be calling on the government to urgently lift the moratorium on staff and to make sure that the resources are back to the full capacity.
And the council's condemned the bed closures at St Joseph's today, but it's only words, isn't it? Is there any more the council can do?
Well, I mean, as I said, you know, at my introduction to it, you know, this is a civic matter. This is a forum to raise these type of, you know, these type of concerns. You know, we have members of the government party within the chamber. They have the ear of the minister. You know, I'd be urging them to use whatever power that they have on this occasion.